Despite the ongoing Saudi war on their country, Yemenis did not fail to mark International Quds Day on Friday. They took to the streets of the capital Sana'a in their thousands to attend an anti-Israel rally and voice their support for the Palestinian people and their cause.
Peace and blessing be upon the late Imam Khomeini, who had a sharp vision of threats posed to the Muslim nation. Imam Khomeini put the cause of liberating Al-Quds on the top of Muslims' agenda.
It's a shame to put down our weapons before we have liberated all oppressed people around the world, starting from Palestinians and ourselves.
Demonstrators also condemned Saudi Arabia's deadly military campaign against their country. They said instead of supporting the Palestinian cause, Riyadh is acting in the interest of Israeli occupiers.
We mark Quds Day amidst a crippling blockade imposed by Saudi Arabia. We won't forget about the Palestinian cause and the liberation of the occupied territories. So, when we mark such a day, we express solidarity with all Palestinians.
People here slammed Israel's rights violations against Palestinians. They say a U.S. plan to relocate its embassy to Al-Quds is an indicative of new plots against Palestine.
By marking International Quds Day, Yemenis say they want to express solidarity with Palestinians resisting the Israeli occupation. They also want to show that they are on a high alert and ready to foil any plots targeting their unity and Yemen's territorial integrity. Muhammad Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.